If you pay any attention to sports, you've gotten used to watching outdoor games played on artificial turf. The turf of today looks and feels more like grass than the first generation AstroTurf of decades ago. But that little spray of black that comes up when people slide on today's turf is a cause for concern for some people. The black stuff is called crumb rubber. It's meant to make the surface feel more springy and natural. What's in the crumb rubber is an ongoing concern and the subject of scrutiny by regulators. A group in Josephine County would like to see something other than crumb rubber used in new turf fields being installed at the Josephine County Fairgrounds. The group is called Safe Alternatives for Everyone, the acronym SAFE, led by Brian Hunter of Williams, who's in the studio with me. Brian, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. It's a real honor to be here.
Good to have you. So talk about your own interest in the crumb rubber playing surfaces. What got you involved in this?
I'm a soccer player. I've been a soccer player forever. My daughter played soccer some years ago, maybe in 07 or 08. We were at U.S. Cellular Park in Medford, and it was a dizzying and nauseating experience. And I thought, you know, these guys pretend like they're giving us this resource, but really it seems very toxic. And, you know, I wrote a letter to the editor, Courier, they printed it, and I kind of forgot about it. And 6 or 7 months ago, I was at the fairgrounds for an event at Josephine County Fairgrounds, Grants Pass, and I walked over to the horse racetrack where the grandstands are, and I saw this thing. I was like, oh my God, you know, it's the entire infield of the horse racetrack. It turns out to be 8 acres. Turns out, you know, Dutch Brothers charitable arm wants to cover it in 1.5 pounds of automobile tires, known as crumb rubber. You know, when I tell people about crumb rubber, even on the soccer field, you know, 8 or 9 out of 10 people say, what is that stuff? But, you know, it's really just tires. They cryogenically freeze them, crush them. Twice as many tires on the playgrounds of America, over 20 million, than there are on the playing fields, you know, about 10 million at 70 tons a field. You know, they get about 125,000 for that. Otherwise, it, you know, gets burned up in concrete works and put in the roadbeds, or kind of a necessity from, we had tire fires in the 70s up in Prineville, Oregon, Front Royal, Virginia, Manassas, you know, Kentucky, and burned for years.
These are highly toxic.
Millions of tires. And so the EPA got busy and they figured out, well, you know, we got to do something. They passed this Conservation Recovery Act of 76 that said, in effect, the way I read it, you know, if we're going to recycle material, there'll be no regulations or restrictions on its use in American society. So, you know, they figured out something to do with tires, and somehow it gets a pass, even though it contains, you know, either 92 or 200 plus chemicals. It gets a pass. It has lead, mercury, and cadmium, but everywhere else there's lead in America, and the paint, the products, the pipes, you know, it gets pounded back, but not on playing fields and not on playgrounds.
Okay, so let me break this down to a couple different questions. You mentioned that your daughter's experience at the fields in Medford was dizzying and nauseating. Did she has those effects then?
She did then. And several of the other players did too. More recently, Scott Fitch here in Ashland, he's a president of the soccer club in Ashland, and he wrote us a letter about, you know, his U13 girls, half of them couldn't even finish the game. You know, it gets really hot. You know, 87 degree day, I went to a park, Crumb Rubber Park Reinhardt in Grants Pass with County Health and measured temperatures. You know, it was 157 on the turf and 20 degrees hotter at head height, gassing off these, you know, volatile chemicals and these polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. You know, kids' cleats even melt. They got to pour their water bottles in the shoes. It's pretty, you know, it's pretty dramatic. Dutch Brothers' nonprofit has said, okay, you know, we won't play when it's hot. We have lights. We'll play at night, you know, when kids should be sleeping. And I'm trying to get across that, you know, they have horses. Like, you know, the owner of Dutch Bros, Travis Boersma, he has horses. And even though he said he never put children in, you know, before a business pursuit, and he like really values the health of kids, he likes kids and stuff, but the horses have got to go off at 1 o'clock post time, and when it's a 100-degree day in the fall, you know, it's 200 degrees on the surface and like 140 or 50 in the air, I don't think the horses are going to make it past the third turn.
But the horses aren't going to be at the turf. They're going to be on
the
track.
No, they race around it.
Okay, so it's on the infield.
8 acres, 9 fields they're planning to do. Most recently, he said, okay, we're just going to do 2 fields. But it's hard to tell because we had a rally in downtown Grants Pass, the 13th in the rain, Friday the 13th. And, you know, he came out and said when interviewed by reporter Jeff Duell, the Courier, that, you know, people have a choice whether they want to step foot on these sorts of surfaces or not. And if he ever saw anything that was bad or toxic about these fields, he'd be the first one to rip them out. He says he hasn't seen the science or anything that proves ill effects, ill health effects.
Okay, you know? So pause there for just a second, because I want to make sure we untangle a few threads here. So Travis Boersma is the founder with his brother Dane of Dutch Brothers, or Dutch Bros, which, you know, starting Grants Pass in 92.
Correct.
It's, so it is their nonprofit arm, Love Abounds, that is installing these turf fields in field.
Correct. And he also has the new horse racing company, TMB Racing. Mm-hmm. As Portland Meadows closed in the spring, they picked up the horse racing schedule. They have the only horse racing.
Only horse racing in Oregon. Now.
So,
all right. So now the other part here about the crumb rubber itself. Now, you're rattling off a bunch of stuff here, but the fact is there are a whole bunch of different chemicals in there. I've been looking at the literature out there and the regulatory stuff coming from the likes of the EPA and the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Yeah, the EPA has even said, and the CPSC, that, you know, this stuff, we can't say it's safe. And CPSC has said, you know, after your kids get done playing on it, wash them thoroughly, make sure you don't bring it into the house. If you have toys on the crumb rubber playgrounds, wash those thoroughly. You know, it's the second part of the EPA study happening now, you know, to figure out how these chemicals interact with human bodies. So the second part
is due soon. It's
that's what they keep saying. Yeah. You know, the first part has been done for a long time, and they have some problems with rolling it out because, you know, it's kind of rhetorical. I read it, but, you know, they have a CDC. The CDC just scheduled a 2-year study of 200 soccer players, you know, 3/4 on artificial turf and 1/4 on grass. They're going to study that. Just kind of kicking the can down the road because, you know, this stuff takes care of this recycling problem with tires. Otherwise, it has nowhere else to go. You know, the industry, Sin Turf industry, says it's safe. You know, that means it's safe for a fall. But in fact, grass and wood chips are far safer. And, you know, it's just a unfortunate series of events that have brought us to this point because, you know, they deny, they create doubt, they ignore, and then rinse and repeat, you know, the same story over and over again. But
Brian Hunter's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's from Williams. He is a member of a group called Safe Alternatives for Everyone, the acronym SAFE. It's about opposition to crumb rubber being installed on the artificial turf at the fields on the infield coming to the fairgrounds in Grants Pass, provided by Love Abounds, which is the nonprofit arm of Dutch Bros. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Maybe you have a story to share with us about your own exposure to crumb rubber turf, or your kids playing on it, or watching those black sprays that come up when people slide across artificial turf. You see them in replays all the time. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. And you were just citing some recommendations, Brian, from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. These are out in 2019. It says, while no specific chemical hazards from recycled tires and playground surfacing are known by the CPSC at this time, the following precautions to limit exposure are recommended. You mentioned some of these already. Avoid mouth contact. Don't chew, swallow playground rubber. Avoid eating food or drinking beverages while directly on playground surfaces. Wash hands before handling food. Limit the time at a playground on extremely hot days. Clean hands and other areas of exposed skin after visiting these playing surfaces. Clean any toys that were used on a playground after the visit. So, interesting that the Consumer Product Safety Commission says there are no known hazards, but at the same time, or no specific chemical hazards, that it does say there are some precautions you should take when exposed to crumb rubber.
Yeah, they're not saying it's safe, but they're not saying it's not safe. You know, it's kind of a reverse logic, fallacy of logic that keeps the material in play. You know, I have checked in Ashland with the Parks and Recs Department. There is no crumb rubber fields, you know. Ashland High, on the other hand, has a synthetic turf field, but with a coconut cork and sand, which we are, you know, leveraging, trying to convince Travis and the board at Love Abounds to pivot here and do the safe alternative, choose a precautionary principle. Travis has told me it's not about the money. Like, they could do it. If there's a good investigative journalist out there, like, please dig into this, because we cannot figure out why they will not shift gears here. You know, they have the money. It's another $1.5 million on a $6 million plus project to put in coconut and cork.
It would cost more.
It would cost that much more. However, over time, the way the coconut and cork fields are built saves money on the gravel relasering and grading every, you know, 10 years. You have to rip this stuff up, take it to the dump, they say. But you can't. It doesn't go to the dump. It doesn't get recycled anywhere in the world. Maybe there's one plant in Denmark. So it basically gets the contractors find a place where it can get stored. And, You can see photographs online. You know, go to our Facebook page, Safe Alternatives for Everyone at gmail.com, or you know, look at Safe Healthy Playing Fields Coalition.org or SendTurf.org. There's lots of information there. Unfortunately, the government, you know, makes us do this field by field, town by town, because they won't sign off on it. But there, you know, New York City Parks and Recreation Department, Los Angeles Unified School District, Etna, California just ripped up a set of fields. Bandon just ripped it out of a playground. It's moratoriums across the country, but it really comes down to parents and advocates speaking up and convincing those that make the decisions to, you know, please don't do this. This stuff is very hot. It gets very hot. It's very toxic. 20% of the 200 chemicals analyzed are known, suspected, or probable carcinogens, you know, and it's responsible for 9 out of 10 injuries on a recent 1 million high school athlete study. 9 out of 10 injuries are because of the turf, the way it grabs the ankles and torques, you know, the ligaments and bones. And when you get landed on that stuff, you know, 1 3/4 inches of compacted tires over time, it really hurts. You know, the stuff is supposed to be disinfected and with a UV light and antimicrobials. It has flame retardants in it because the stuff catches fire. And, you know,
Eugene lawyer draw up a letter in August, sent to whom and saying what?
We did. Charlie Tebbett Law Firm. Sent a letter to Josephine County Commissioners, County Lawyer Wally Hicks, City Lawyer Mark Bartholomew, Travis, you know, at Dutch Brothers and Love Abounds, you know. And, of course, we received nothing, you know. It seems to be the way of that company. They just kind of ignore it and go on and do their own thing. They're very insular folks. And the guy's a soccer coach, you know. He's got, you know, private jet, fly around the country.
Who's Travis Boersma?
Travis is, yeah, Nike-sponsored team, and he's played on a lot of crumb rubber, you know. So I had a booth at the county fair. The only thing I can come up with, the kids I talked to said, oh, no, we like it. You know, I'm like, why do you like it? And so, oh, the ball moves really fast and stuff, you know. It's even better on the coconut and cork, but the only thing I can – understand about it is the kids, it's kind of like going into battle as soldiers. You go into this like really hot, really intense, really stinky experience, and you don't complain, you don't whine, you get through it, you bond through it, you know, and then you come out the other side and you got to go get some sugar and coffee, you know, because you're delirious. You know, it's a really dizzying experience. When you're playing on like 90, 92 degree day, whatever, it's 160, 70 on the turf and
would it be any less hot with the cork or the coconut surface?
Yeah, the coconut and cork stays way cooler, like at least 40 degrees cooler. Unfortunately, the synthetic turf has what's called PFAS in it. It's this forever chemical developed by the Navy.
We've had discussions about PFAS on the show.
By DuPont for the Navy underwater firefighting tool. So it's got this PFAS, this forever chemical like Teflon. It doesn't break down. So unfortunately, the synthetic turf, the mat, the roll, the carpet has that in it. However, the infill that goes on top is composed of coconut, coke, and sand. Everybody at the athletic department loves this stuff. I'm just trying to convince those guys to do that. That's the middle ground. Ideally, you put in grass. It's soft, it's cool, it's nourishing, it's oxygenating, and over time, it costs far less. They think it gets muddy, and they consider crumb rubber these all-weather fields, but really they're not, because you can't play when it's hot. They've already stated that. But grass, yeah, you can play on grass. Now there's engineered grass, and I have a national grass engineering firm, wants to work with these guys, has called them repeatedly, tried to get a conference call with Safe Healthy Playing Fields, and they will not pick up the phone.
Have you had, in addition to the lawyer contact, any direct contact with the people at Love Abounds?
I've had two phone conversations, only because the only text, and only because I accidentally texted a wrong thing on my flip phone, and he called me back and said, this is Travis Boersma, you try to text me. I was like, whoa, Travis, I've been trying to talk to you for 6 months.
Wow.
That was just recently, and the last thing he said was, I'm not interested in meeting you. Thanks for your understanding. So one thing I think is they're in contract with Synthetic Turf Solutions, the company that's put in all the fields around the county. Josephine, including probably the four at Grants Pass High and the track, which is called Poured in Place, which is melted, you know, tire mulch. And since they're in contract with Synthetic Turf Solutions, you know, they can, and I'm trying to get, I have a deal with the company that built the Ashland Field, Hellas Construction. They're willing to come up, to the fairgrounds, send a tech up on site, sell them their in-house made proprietary materials, first time ever, because, you know, 20% of their business is that sort of thing. They're building the Raiders Stadium in Vegas right now. They're willing to do this. Guys won't pick up the phone. I think only reason because, you know, STS, you know, then they have to kind of admit their business model is junk. There's something wrong with it. But, hey, you know, those guys can move into the future, learn how to build the coconut cork field. They tried to do it 20 years ago in Colorado. They said it failed. It was in the newspaper. Ducks ate it. Big rain, big mess. You know, the reporter Jeff Duell called Ashland. Mark Hill said, no, that wasn't our experience at all. In fact, everybody loves it, you know.
This is the coconut surface.
There's
coconut fill. Same grass we're talking about, just with different stuff in it.
There's been an evolution of coconut cork, sand infills over time. And now this Hellas company, they have a really good product that, man, I've been to that field. Like, check it out. It is beautiful, you know.
So the turf is in Grants Pass awaiting installation, is that right?
The turf has been there for a couple of years, and so we haven't had fireworks at the fairgrounds for a couple of years because this turf is there, rolled up, ready to go. You know, I guess the worst-case scenario, they'd have to send the crumb rubber back for a restocking fee, but I guess it's on the way. 37.5 tractor-trailer loads of this stuff is coming. The fairgrounds for children to play on that, you know, are smaller, are more sensitive. They breathe twice as much as adults. Like they eat more, they drink more. They're right there by the ground. You know, it doesn't seem right. It doesn't feel right. It's not right. But technically and legally, it is okay to do it, you know. But this is kind of the end of it. You know, within a decade, Amy Griffin of Amy's List, University of Washington soccer coach, Olympic goalie, says, you know, she chronicles anecdotally cancer cases. 300 intercollegiate athletes have cancer. 60% of those are goalies. You know, so when I read that originally, I was like, and that's what people, when they originally see it, they go, oh, well, why is that? Well, it's because they're on the mat, diving, ears, eyes, nose, and throat.
Right, get all the stuff in there.
It's anecdotal, it's all historical, it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's always a comeback or a retort from, you know, love of balance, or, you know, they say things like, we would never put the health of anyone in our community at risk. Mm-hmm. We did the research in the press statement they put out. We did the research. We liked the research. You know, okay, we'll check out the alternatives, which really was a stall back in June. That's when we hired Charlie Tebbutt and sent a really good letter, 5 pages of documented science and research, and let them know that the new tort level in Oregon is $2.24 million now for a single injury of a single claim of injury or death. You know, they're going to save. Going to spend an extra $1.5 million, one tort. Okay, that wipes that out. They get 10.
All right, we'll have to keep track of the story and keep track of YouTube, because I'm really curious to see what happens, having done the research now, to look at what's coming out of the EPA and the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The second part of a two-part report is due pretty much any time, talking about crumb rubber and its potential dangers.
And that could be in 5 years, literally.
Well, like, the federal agencies, they're definitely moving. I just want to say
a big thank you to everybody that supports me and everybody else in this venture, you know, Chaos Wild. Daryl Jackson, my wife and child, Safe Healthy Playing Fields, coalition.org. Please look at that. And, you know, everybody else that advocates for children's health or the environment.
And we have linked to your group, Safe Alternatives for Everyone, Safe, at our website. It has a Facebook page. Brian Hunter from Williams heads up the effort. Thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. That'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. We'll talk about the face of the environmental movement in hour 2 coming up.